This is Brian Cambria with regional news for the Western Slope, Monday, December 30th, 2013. Two BLM officials in northwest Colorado are being recognized for their leadership by the national conservation group, the Wilderness Society. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Kent Waller of the White River Field Office and Wendy Reynolds of the Little Snake Office near Craig are the two being honored. The Wilderness Society said the two are being recognized in part for their work on designating wilderness lands that provided what the group called shining examples of how wilderness plans should be made. The group also praised the way the two presented those plans to the public. Part of the praise stems from how the White River and Little Snake Field offices incorporated public comment and suggestions into their wilderness designations. According to the Daily Sentinel, the Wilderness Society also awarded the BLM for some other work, including deferring oil and gas sales near Dinosaur National Monument and considering ways to protect the greater sage-grouse. Retail pot stores in Colorado are set to open their doors for the first time in history on New Year's Day this week. Here are just a few stories related to how things will be changing in Colorado going forward. Some businesses on the Western Slope that applied for retail marijuana licenses are still waiting for approval from local officials. Every business that applies for a retail pot license has to be approved by both the state and the local governments. According to the Daily Sentinel, shops in Carbondale were among the 136 businesses across the state that received state approval, but they're not expected to be approved locally until January 14th at the earliest, when the town council there is set to have a hearing on the town's first retail shop. Meanwhile, the towns of Frisco and Silverthorne in Summit County have state marijuana licensee businesses as well. The one shop in Frisco doesn't yet have local approval to open, however. Frisco officials said that could still happen by the end of the year. The shop in Silverthorne is likely to open, as it was approved by the town council there a couple of weeks ago. The Daily Sentinel reports that other shops that received the first round of state licenses are located in Steamboat Springs, Telluride, and the Breckenridge area. One of the pot shops set to open then on Wednesday is the Telluride Green Room, owned by Greg Wittitz Ward. According to the Telluride Daily Planet, the Green Room has been in business as a medical dispensary since 2010. Wittitz Ward told the paper he's expecting big crowds on Wednesday and has already gotten calls from people around the state and the country interested in the new industry. The Green Room says it's expecting supply shortages, however, as growers and shops struggle to comply with the industry's new bureaucratic rules. Police in Telluride, meanwhile, say they're gearing up to enforce the laws around retail marijuana to their fullest extent. It's still illegal for anyone under 21 to possess marijuana or marijuana products and to drive while under the influence of the drug. Denver International Airport will be the first city facility to prohibit marijuana possession on all of its property as it attempts to combat illegal interstate trafficking in the face of federal law. Airport officials plan to begin enforcing the new policy, which is the furthest reaching among the city's marijuana limitations, in early January. Recently adopted city ordinances ban the display and transfer, but not mere possession, of marijuana on city-owned property, including parks, the 16th Street Mall, streets and sidewalks near schools and such. The Denver Post mentions that Stacy Stegman, DIA spokeswoman, said DIA chose to bar all possession and display of pot to eliminate confusion and make the same rules apply to all. She said the presence of federal agencies at DIA also was a factor, as marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Denver Assistant City Attorney David Broadwell said the airport has discretion to set such rules under state law and city charter. The law specifically allows any entity who owns, occupies, or controls a property to set its own marijuana rules at that property. The U.S. Department of Justice said in August it would not interfere in Colorado's marijuana legalization except for 8 types of violations, including marijuana transferring from a state where it is legal to a state where it is illegal. And while the airport has decided to implement a zero-tolerance marijuana policy, it doesn't plan to actively enforce the policy. A violator would have to be discovered by other means, such as committing a different crime and having pot found in the perpetrator's possession, or by a TSA screener as you check in, who would refer the matter to local law enforcement. Or, as the Post says as well, if a customs dog walks by and detects pot, a passenger could be nailed. Meanwhile, Denver police say they won't go out of their way looking for people smoking marijuana in public. The Post reports extra Denver police officers will be on hand to protect patrons of newly legalized recreational pot shops on Wednesday, but they won't be actively looking to arrest them if they light up in public. Police Chief Robert White said police will investigate complaints and respond if they run into public smoking. Said White, quote, "We have to balance our resources as it relates to addressing these issues," end quote. The legalization of recreational marijuana has created new gray areas for the police department, which is still wrangling with how strictly to enforce laws against public consumption of the drug. The city council this month approved rules banning the display, as mentioned. White said he plans to issue a training bulletin by Wednesday, reminding officers about the nuances of the new rules. Meanwhile, city council members have pressed the department to crack down on public consumption after officers stood by in September as scores of people smoked marijuana joints during a pot giveaway in Civic Central Park. Police officials said at the time that they were acting based on lessons learned from 420 events in which officers have kept the peace as tens of thousands of people smoked in the park. White said the department will have a list of which retail stores are opening on Wednesday and will provide extra patrols around them in the event of large crowds. Authorities and school officials in Arapahoe County might soon release more information about the shooting at the high school there that killed one 18-year-old girl just over 2 weeks ago. According to the Denver Post, law enforcement officials are set to hold a briefing later today to help answer some remaining questions. There so far hasn't been much information released about what may have motivated the lone gunman to carry out the shooting or how the school plans to help the community move forward from the tragedy. And finally this morning, the Post also reports that U.S. Marshals have captured a Pueblo County man suspected of a triple homicide and a host of other crimes. Fugitive Harry Mapps was reportedly arrested Saturday night in Oklahoma at a motel along Interstate 40. A former long-haul trucker, Mapps was charged with 3 counts of homicide, theft, identity theft, forgery, and arson after 3 bodies were found shot to death outside the town of Rye, Colorado in late November. Thus concludes today's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.